I'm excited to have this conversation. We are joined by a former Notre Dame defensive lineman, an All-American, 30 tackles, 10 and a half for a loss, 8 sacks, 3 forced fumbles, 2 block kicks this season. He led Notre Dame to the college football playoff this year. The 2019 NFL Draft is coming up on April 25th through the 27th in Nashville, Tennessee. We are joined by Jerry Tillery. Jerry, it's so good to have you on. How are you?
I'm great, Jim. Thanks for having me.
God, it's so good to talk to you, Jerry. So you're getting ready for the NFL Draft. There's so many different things that I want to talk to you about, like the draft, like football, like travel, like life. But I want to start right here. There's this great story that your mom, Mildred, has a tradition of sending you a text which reads, "It's a good day to be Jerry. Wake up and go make me proud." End of quote. I love it. So let me start right there. How is it to be Jerry today? Is it a good day to be Jerry?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's funny. My mom, she, that's usually before games. And she sends me a message of support, which is nice. But today... I'm here in Exos down in Phoenix, Arizona. We just finished our morning session. I'm feeling good, moving well, getting a lot stronger. I'm in the best shape of my life. It's gonna be nice to get down to Indianapolis to compete.
We're talking to Jerry Tillery, so you got me to my next point. It's what's a normal day like? You're getting ready for the combine. You want to get down there. You want to compete. You've got the draft evaluation process going on. So what's a normal day like for you right now, and what's your approach as you prepare for the next few weeks and months?
So it's 6 days a week we're training. We're training for all the skills and drills, the competition we're going to, be a part of. Down in Indianapolis, and it's strength, it's speed, it's interviews. These are all things that we prepare for, on a daily basis for this, for the big day. It's a job interview. It's a big deal for all of us, and it's what we've wanted, our whole lives. So, I'm especially excited to be a part of it.
Jerry Tillery, getting ready for the upcoming NFL draft. I mentioned you had an amazing year last year. You had a couple of sacks in the opener against Michigan, but then you had a game against Stanford where you had 6 tackles, 4 sacks, 2 quarterback hits, and a forced fumble. Like, when you're in the middle of a game like that and you're dominating everything, what does that feel like? Is the game like in slow motion, and can you see things before they happen?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you when everything's on, it's you feel great. You feel like the best player on the field. You feel like everything's working for you, and you're just balling. That's what we dream of on the defensive line. Games like that, and other games. Everything's not working as well. You just got to get back to what works for you. But those 2 games were good for me, and those were when I was really on.
Even more impressive when you consider what it was like 2 years ago. Notre Dame went 4-8, and that was a rough season for everybody involved, but you were a huge part of the reason that the program turned around and went 12-0 in the regular season and had that spot in the college football playoff. As you look back now, how much pride is there for you in knowing that you had a role, a big role, in that turnaround?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when I came to Notre Dame, we won 10 games. We played in the Fiesta Bowl. That was a good season for us. And the next year didn't go quite as well. We were 4-8, and, nobody was happy around our program. And we knew some changes had to be made, and so change we did. And I was a big part of that, and we were able to, right the ship and, get back to our winning ways. And that kind of culminated in, a chance to play in the college football playoff, which was a great experience.
Now, this is the first time you and I have spoken, but your name came up on the show in the past when I talked to your former teammate, Joe Schmidt, a few years back about the fact that Sheldon Day used to call you Terry Jillery. The footage of you and Sheldon on the Showtime show, a season when Notre Dame was amazing, but what did you make of the Terry Jillery nickname?
Oh, it was terrible. It was terrible. It was, he loved it. Everyone else at all the Notre Dame fans loved it, but it wasn't any good. I feel like it wasn't imaginative at all. He could have done something much better.
That's great. It was not imaginative at all. And when you talk about imagination, your backstory is amazing. Some of the legends about you growing up in Louisiana are incredible. As an example, there's a story that when you were in middle school, you used to record C-SPAN and watch it after football practice. Is that true, Jerry? And if so, what did you like about C-SPAN?
Oh, gosh. getting into this today. But, yeah, that's something that that happened in middle school. You know, I was a different type of kid growing up, I guess. You know, that's things I was interested in. And so, that's something that I did do. And, thanks for bringing that up.
No, you're welcome. Was that also not imaginative? Bro, you're not giving yourself enough credit. Like, I mean, we can go football, football, football. I'm happy to do that. But you were so different. That is an amazing story. And if you're happy that I brought that up, I have to follow up with this part of it. Because your mom said that she used to get emails from a member of Congress from Louisiana, and she could not figure out why that was. And then she realized that you were logging into her email and contacting the member of Congress and telling him how he should vote. Bro, tell me that's true. Jerry, that's incredible. Tell me that story is true.
Yeah, that's something that that I did. I, you know, wanted to be involved, you know, what was going on in our district.
Yes.
And, that's something that did happen. And, that's all I can really, you know, that's all I really know how to address that with. But that's something that happened to me.
Jerry, can I tell you, man, that's something that you should be proud of. I'm proud of you for that. That's something cool,
Thank
man.
You,
that's
sir.
Something awesome. And did it work? Did that member of Congress take your advice and vote the right way?
He did. Yeah, he did. I was in correspondence with him, and he understood how his constituents were feeling. And, you know, I feel like if you want to make any changes, you got to get involved, and that I did, I guess.
Listen, in no way do I want to make this seem like you're not all about football and getting ready for the combine. I know this to be true. We can all look at the tape and know that you're all about football. It just seems to me you'd be hard-pressed to find another college or another student-athlete on any level, athlete or not, who got as much out of the college experience as you did. Here's a short list of countries where you studied abroad. South Africa, uh-huh. Ireland, Japan. You spent a spring break in Germany. Like, Jerry, you've done more in your college career than most people have done in their lives. What were those experiences like?
Yeah, no, it was great. You know, coming to Notre Dame, I knew what, what opportunity, you know, I worked so hard, you know, playing football, and, you know, I gave it everything I had, and it would be, you know, you'd be not very smart not to, you know, to take back from, you know, all the opportunities that are afforded at Notre Dame, and you know, after each football season, you know, we had, you know, a certain amount of time off, and Notre Dame afforded these opportunities, and I took advantage as more players are at Notre Dame are starting to do, and I think that's great. You know, it's great for our program. It's great for the players there, and you know, that brings the team together when you're able to go on these cool trips and study abroad and finish your degree at Notre Dame, and that's what I was able to do, and I think that's something that more guys are doing it, and it's great. It's a good experience.
All right, so you're doing the work right now. You've done that part of your college career. Well, that is your college career. Now you're doing the work. Have you allowed yourself to think about what it's going to feel like to hear your name called during the draft and to know where you're going to play and live and work?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's the next stage in my life. You know, it's a big transition going from, you know, playing at Notre Dame in college at my university. Doing this for a living, and, you know, it's what I've always wanted to do, and it's something that, you know, everyone, you know, that it's something that I've, you know, been working for my whole life, and it's going to be surreal that, you know, that moment when I'm called, you know, and I finally have, you know, a destination where I'll be working, where I'll be living, and, you know, I'm excited to move on, you know, to have a new team, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
You're close. The draft is coming up in Nashville. It's April 25th through the 27th. He is a former Notre Dame defensive lineman and an All-American and coming off a great college career and projected to be a high draft pick. Jerry, great to have you on. I appreciate you sharing all your thoughts on all those things, football and non-football related. I know the draft's going to go well, and I'm looking forward to seeing where you end up. Thanks for coming on, Jerry.
Thank you so much, Tim.
Great talking to you. You know, he may not want to get into that stuff. That stuff is so fascinating. He is such an interesting guy. I mean, a great player, but a fascinating guy. Who in middle school is watching C-SPAN? I don't know too many adults watching C-SPAN. He would log on to his mother's email and email the local congressperson and tell that guy how to vote? And then the mom didn't know why the congressperson was communicating with her? Well, that's just Jerry. Jerry's saying this is how you should represent your constituents. You should vote this way. Man, that is not something to be ashamed of. That is awesome. And clearly, we saw what he did, what he meant to that program, the way he played. They were 4-8, and he was right in the middle of that turnaround.